It's a powerful aspect.
Yes.
Sometimes it's overlooked as adornment. It's much deeper than adornment. How could Allah be anything other than beautiful? And how could Allah create anything other than beautiful? So it behooves Allah's servants to be beautiful inwardly, outwardly, to act beautifully, to think beautifully, have beautiful thoughts and beautiful imaginations, beautiful aspirations, beautiful trust in Allah. So harshness is not part of this path. Power, yes, there is divine power, but it is not harsh. And Sheikh Noor has that beautiful light, gentle power. It's like, have you ever seen a big panda bear with their little one? You know, it's quite amazing because they're so powerful. Or bears, or a polar bear, and yet they so gentle, so the way they step. And Muzaffar Effendi was that way. He was a bear, a very strong and powerful being. But he could be so delicate, so tender, so graceful. So this is how, you know, Allah's power is toward the lovers. And inshallah, may we develop that. So Allah is merciful toward those who are merciful toward others. Allah is more merciful. Allah is merciful anyway, even toward us when we're unconscious. But Allah increases His mercy upon us when we increase our mercy upon others. So, and that means, again, inwardly and outwardly, that means the way we think of others, that we not presume things that are negative about other people or events or things like that. So always assuming the best and the most beautiful should be a dervish practice. It's part of our practice. As much as, you know, doing tasbih or salat. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How do we cultivate that? Yeah. Well, the heart is that. So, whatever brings us to our heart will bring us naturally there. But we do. We have to free ourselves from, as we all know, the habits of thinking and patterns in ourselves of fear and reactiveness and contraction. So every way brings us that. Every effort that we make toward the good brings us to that, you know, really, Zati. There's not just one way. And it is tasbih, it is salat, but it's also trusting in Allah. Because when we trust, we relax and we expand. And but we it's a, you know, that's why, again, it's a jihad. We have to struggle sometimes when we see bad thoughts coming or negative thoughts or fearful thoughts. So we have to actually, it's almost like a physical motion away. We have to turn our focus and know that that's illusion, that's not true, onto the good. So it's an inner muraqabah, an inner meditation, contemplation of the good. Allah is the good. So we should be really contemplating the good all the time, or the beautiful, or any, as that's why Allah said, call upon Allah or Rahman or upon any of the beautiful names of Allah. And of course we can call, but even though we say all the names are beautiful, it also means, in that, I think, particular verse, the names which bring us ease and expansion. You know, Allah, in some of the beautiful hadiths of the 101 diamonds, actually asks us to draw near and to almost to relax, you know. It says, you are my entrusted ones, you are my beloved ones, you are my faithful ones, and I am the faithful, I am the lover of the faithful. So it's like making us feel at ease. So, but, you know, of course, we always taste both. We're in this world. As long as we're in this world, we'll taste both. But again, not to lose the trust that even if we taste a taste of fear or a taste of contraction, to know that that is for a greater end, that that is to bring us even closer. So, inshallah. So that's what it means to think the beautiful of Allah. Nothing is here to harm us. Everything is to bring us all closer. Allah is the merciful. Ya Arham Rahimin. Ya Arham Rahimin. Ya Arham Rahimin. Oh Allah, bring us ever closer to you and fill our hearts with your mercy and your love and your beauty.
Amen.
And may we see beauty everywhere, and may we see your mercy and your greatness everywhere. And never let us fall into any prolonged state of fear or separation. Amen. Make it impossible to be far from you.
Amen.
So it is true that if we take care of what is around us and pray, of course, universally, but with our hands, we can actually do something for what is around us, beginning at home and beginning with ourself, with our family, and then on out. Things will change. And things are changing. There's so much good. There's so much good. Things are changing. Sometimes, you know, things get so heavy that one can just become very sad and oppressed feeling by the, you know, by looking out at our human family. But again, there too, we have an obligation to also look at what is, you know, wholesome and beautiful and working and good, to nourish ourselves. So that's why the zikr. We can't just let ourselves get depressed. That would be, in a way, like a lack of faith, to just become depressed, totally depressed over these events. We can, you know, feel sort of heavy-hearted, but then we're turning to Allah and asking Allah's help. And inshallah.